You are listening to the Passion City Church podcast. To learn more about Passion City Church, including our gathering times in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., visit us online at PassionCityChurch.com. Today's talk comes from Pastor Louis Giglio on a day designated as Above and Beyond.
And so, yes, it is a day of generosity for Passion City Church. It's a day that we give above what we normally give, not because we have to or we ought to, not because we have a campaign or an envelope came in the mail, not because there's a thermometer in the Oval or in the atrium at North Atlanta High School or the lobby at the Howard Theater. We're giving above what we normally give because we can and because we want to, because we are free people and we are able to do more than the bare minimum as we reflect what God has done for us. So we're giving today above what we normally give, so that as a house we can go beyond where we normally go. And so we always celebrate before we give. We always want to tell the story of what we're giving to, and it's certainly not buildings or theaters or Home Depot Expo design centers. We're not about building buildings. We are about reaching people and preparing a place, making a place for people to experience what we have experienced in Jesus Christ. And we're also speaking. And so every Above and Beyond Sunday, we speak out. We're not just hoping that something will happen in the city or cities. We're not just dreaming that maybe God one day could do something else. We are actually speaking out what we know is in God's heart to do. Proverbs 18:20 says that the power of life and death are in the tongue. To put that more specifically, the power of life and death is in your tongue and in my tongue today. In other words, I can kill a relationship by the power of my tongue. I can kill a dream by the power of my tongue. I can kill the possibility of peace by the power of my tongue. Or I can open my mouth led by the Spirit of God and rooted in the Word of God, and I can speak truth, and I can speak peace, and I can speak justice, and I can speak kindness, and I can speak life. I can speak life into a friend. I can speak life into a relationship. I can speak life into something that's been buried long ago. I can speak life into a tomb sealed up for 3 days. I can speak dreams for my future. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And we know the scripture also says that it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And so the scripture encourages us to guard our hearts, for from our hearts flow the springs of life. So what are you letting in your heart? Because what you're letting in your heart is what's going to come out of your mouth. And out of your mouth, you're going to either speak life or speak death. And I'm telling you, if I rewind the tape in my last 24, 48, 72 hours of my life, what am I speaking into my future? Am I saying it's never going to work? They'll never do that. They'll never agree to that. That will never change. This could never be a possibility. I don't see that ever working out. Or am I speaking, I believe in a great God. I believe in a miracle working God. I believe in a supernatural God. I believe in a God who is for me. I believe in a God who has saved me, freed me, brought me to life. And I believe God has plans for me. I believe I will live and not die, and I will declare what the Lord has done. I believe even I could be saved by the grace of God, and I believe you could be saved by the grace of God. I believe I matter no matter the color of my skin, and I believe you matter no matter the color of your skin. I believe in a grace that's for all people, a cross that unites us across every kind of line, and a Jesus whose name is above all names. And as long as he's alive from the dead, I'm alive from the dead. And as long as I'm alive from the dead, God's got a purpose for me. I speak life and not death. I speak hope and not despair. I speak a future and not a past. I speak an almighty God, no matter what the circumstance. in my life. And that's what we're about today. We're going to celebrate the past, but we're also going to speak about the future. We're not going to carry our dreams around in a satchel. We're going to speak them out in accordance with the word and the plans and the heart and the purposes of Almighty God. And we believe that when we speak them, they're going to come to pass. Not because we have the power to name it or claim it, but because God's word is true. And when you stand on God's word, you are agreeing with the unshakable and changeable heart in mind of the Almighty. And we're going to do that today in this place. So Passion City, you ready to stand in and celebrate today the above and celebrate the beyond in our house today? A few things we want to talk about. A few years ago, we launched an arrow out of our house called Passion Global Institute. You're like, man, I just can't get fired up about a seminary, Louie. I'll get fired up about something later, but that one's not going to do it for me. This one should do it for all of us today. Because what is the future if there are not men and women equipped by God to lead His family and to lead His church forward? Where is the future if men and women aren't trained in the ways of God in the same way that I had the privilege of being trained and brought up under amazing people who could instill in me theological depth and an understanding of the history of the church and the ability to open and to dive into the Word of God? And so we have partnered with Dallas Theological Seminary to create Passion Global Institute to do the training and the equipping right in the community and in the fabric of Passion City Church, and PGI is up and running. Happy to announce we're the largest extension campus of Dallas Theological Seminary in our second year. PGI is already breaking all kinds of records. Maybe you're one of these people. If so, let us hear from you. But over 2,030 people have participated in a Passion Global Institute lab in our short history already. That's a lot of people, unique people. Many of those people in several labs, but that's 2,000 plus unique people who are not in the master's track per se, but who've come on a weekend, availed themselves to world-class teaching, and been equipped in their own life to communicate their faith in God. And that's a beautiful thing. We've had 163 students take a master's level course at PGI. And we've got a few high achievers. Two people in our short history have already graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary and Passion Global Institute. They took every class offered from the beginning to now, and they have completed their degree, which is pretty amazing. Two of the first of many who are going to make that journey. And then just a few weeks ago, we had one of the largest classes ever in the history of Dallas Seminary. I mean, here we just got on board, but over 900 people in DC and in Atlanta were a part of the lab that we did in conjunction with Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. Many, many people getting equipped to communicate to people at all levels of the world. So we launched an arrow out. God is breathing on that arrow. It's still flying right now, really just getting started good, but we're giving thanks to God for what He has done. A second arrow we talked about in the past was Passion Publishing. We wanted to create a partnership where we actually were the engine behind the publishing mechanism, hoping that resources would go out of our house and touch the people of the world. Now, you got a resource maybe at the lobby at the Howard Theater or in the atrium at North Atlanta High School or in the Oval here, but when you shoot an arrow, you just never quite know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. When the powerful wind of the Spirit gets behind your vision, you just never know how far your life can go. A few things, we launched a message from our house together called Goliath Must Fall, born right here where we're all sitting today. And that arrow flew out a year and 3 months ago from this house in book form. But look what God has done in the multiplication factor and the exponentially more. It's already in Spanish, Goliath Debi Carrier, in German. If you speak German, you should say that for us because that's the best language for the title, I think. And then in Slavic for your Slavic friends. Who knew But isn't that amazing that the resource kind of moving further? And in Indonesia, in the largest Muslim population nation on planet Earth, Goliath Must Fall is now available. And in Romania, and the resource, when you shoot the arrow out, you just never know exactly where God's going to take that arrow around the earth. We released a kid's book called Indescribable. Who knew how great this was going to be? You say, well, you're promoting your book. Well, a whole team of people worked on this. I was one of many, many talented people who work on these resources. This book currently is in the top 200 on Amazon today, released in October. I'm like, God, this is incredible. You're just breathing on this resource at a time that who knew that that's what was going to happen. Another location was clapping right then. I like that. We weren't here at 5:15, but thank you for picking up the slack for us. Love it. Also available in Spanish, which is cool, and also available in Afrikaans, which is amazing for our South African friends, and also available in Korean, and also coming soon in Portuguese. Shout out for our Brazilian friends that are in the house, and anyone from Portugal who might be here as well. And then check this out. Coming soon in Arabic, 100 devotions for God and science for kids. And then maybe the greatest project we've all worked on, phenomenal joint effort by so many people in our team, the Jesus Bible, was released at Passion 2017 at the Georgia Dome, where 55,000 college students heard they were getting a free Jesus Bible. And I'm telling you, if you wonder what motivates 18 to 25-year-olds, look at this clip. This is just real life, kind of quick footage of what happened when we told them they're getting a Jesus Bible. I could watch that all day long. I love that clip so much. That was January 2017, and we had high hopes. 55,000 people got a free Bible thanks to the generosity and the above and beyond of some other people who paid the cost on all 55,000 of those Bibles so that every one of those people in that video could walk out of that stadium with that version of God's Word in their hands. Through all of 2017, the Jesus Bible was the leading study Bible seller in America, so we were on to something. And then currently, the stats just came out for the most recent month this summer, and you see this chart, it's pretty amazing. These are the study Bible selling in America. Number one, the Jesus Bible. Number four, a different version, a binding of the Jesus Bible. And number six, another edition of the Jesus Bible. So here we are, a year and a half later, the Jesus Bible still letting people know it's 66 books, one story, all about one name. And then we're happy to announce that we're not finished yet. So the NIV is available, but some of you are like, man, I really wish it would come in another translation. Well, if you're an ESV person, got good news for you. 2019, the Jesus Bible is coming in ESV. Any English Standard Version people in the house? Anybody? DC, Cumberland? Few people. And also coming in 2019, the Jesus Bible in Espanol is coming to the whole wide world. So the Jesus Bible is still moving out. This is God working through an arrow that we launched on Above and Beyond Sunday. We spoke it out because we knew it was in the heart of God. And people rallied, resources rallied. And now lives are being touched and changed around the world. Speaking of Passion 2020 in that little clip from 2017, think about this with me. This is mind-boggling. In the last 3 years, 121,000 18 to 25-year-olds have attended Passion Conference, our annual conference. 121,000 18 to 25-year-olds. Is that making it to the back? Is the sound getting to the back? Is everything coming back all the way to the back? 121,000 18 to 25-year-olds in worship, eyes on Jesus. And in the coming 3 years, we're, Lord willing, making a place for more, 131,000 18 to 25-year-olds to be a part of Passion, starting with this year, four locations, Dallas, D.C., two arenas in Atlanta. But we're coming up to another one of those big markers, 2020. Sounds like an important time to me, Lord willing, if we get there. Passion 2020. So where would we want to have Passion 2020? Well, we tore down the dome, so that's not going to be an option. That really happened. I don't know if you saw it or not. A guy on a bus pulled in front of it, but it really did happen. So where would we want to be? So we're in conversation right now, getting close to the finish line, and I'll be able to tell you very soon that we've worked it out, but we're in conversation right now to host Passion 2020 in a little something called Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So DC people, good news, you got to commute in 2020, but it's going to be awesome. We've seen the Falcons there rising up. We've seen the Five Stripes taken over. And maybe somebody this weekend was at the Reputation Tour. Jesus Bible didn't make it, but apparently Tay-Tay made it over into that area over there. But we think it would be pretty awesome in such a stellar venue, the host stadium of the Super Bowl coming up, if one name just rang up in that place, that name that's above every name. So we have a picture in our mind of Passion 2020 happening in Mercedes Stadium. We're excited about it. But it's not all about us. Above and Beyond Sunday is not all about us. It's not about putting money in our bank account. It's not about, well, how much money can Passion City Church get in our account? It's about how much money can move through our account to touch the lives of people around the world. And so we have committed as a leadership team and as a financial oversight team that a minimum of 10% of everything you give today is going to immediately impact lives of people around the world. Immediately today, you're going to be a part of more stories than you can imagine, because we don't want to just have an above and beyond for ourselves. We want to be a part of the above and the beyond for someone else who's praying, God, we have a vision, but we want to believe you for your provision. So in DC, good news DC, you're going to get to partner with two amazing organizations. Little Lights helps disadvantaged young people and families. Central Union Mission is helping solve a massive homeless problem in DC, and we're able to give a significant gift today. Lord willing, you're going to be the ones who determine how significant the gift is today, whether we say to Little Lights, here's a little gift for you folks at Little Lights, or whether we say, here's something you're going to feel immediately today as you're reaching families in DC. In Atlanta, Safe House for the homeless, City of Refuge, helping women who are trying to put their lives back together, coming off the streets. Atlanta Youth Academy, amazing, raising up the scholars of the future. Salvation Army, we're going to fund boys and girls clubs across our city. Our number one number of partnerships in Love Atlanta was through Salvation Army, by the way. Wellspring Living, great partners of Passion City Church, again, helping women who've been in trafficking, been on the streets. Refuge Coffee, by the way, is in Clarkston, and it is a place where refugees are learning skills and being able to find employment as they've resettled in America, in our city. We're going to be helping Refuge Coffee. And Bearings Bike Shop is an amazing venture on the west side of Atlanta in the most challenging area of our city, giving job skills training to young people and also refurbishing bikes, and it's an amazing opportunity, and you're going to be a part of all that today. And then for the world, through Operation Mobilization, you today are going to fund the training of pastors who are working in a very, very dangerous area of the world for the gospel. And I can't say specifically where, but these guys are laying their lives down, and you're going to help with the equipping and the training and the facilitating for them to grow in their ability to lead a church in a place where they're actually putting their lives on the line to do that. We are going through Voice of the Martyrs to send several thousand copies of Scripture into Myanmar today, a place that's been hostile to the gospel, but the Bible can't be stopped. The Word of God can't be stopped. And then through the seed company, we're going to be funding the concluding funds for the translation project for the Baska people of East Africa, another very, very, very difficult country. And for the first time ever in history, the Baska people are going to have God's word in their heart language. And we're going to finish that translation over the next three above and beyonds together. First installment coming today. So come on, church, let's be generous today, because not just coming to our lives, we're going to touch so many lives today through our generosity at Passion City Church. We are sitting in the above and the beyond at Cumberland today. We're sitting in what was an arrow that went out from our house. It took time. Someone just walked in the door at Cumberland today. But I want to remind you that what you walked into is a multi-year process of praying and seeking and believing and putting a team together and finding a location and people giving before you arrived today, so that you could be sitting in this very gathering that we're sitting in right now. And phase one at our new Cumberland location is underway. Demolition is underway. Not too glamorous or glorious, but it has to be done before we can move forward. So congratulations, Passion City Church. You're paying for demolition today. We should have just got Chip Gaines to come in and do it, because he loves that kind of thing. But this is a little bit bigger job than just one man. But we're believing today for what we need to move into construction, which is a whole different commitment. Tearing stuff out is pretty easy, but once you start digging a hole in the ground, that's a whole different statement. And we are making a place at Cumberland for your neighbors, for your friends, for your coworkers, for people just like you to walk through those doors. And where we have gone before you, Cumberland, I'm believing, Cumberland, that God's going to open somebody's heart at Cumberland today to keep that vision alive and to pick up the weight of moving forward in that. We have been a partner in this together, but you guys are ready to walk together as Cumberland into this new future, and we are behind you, all of us, all the way. I'm excited about the future of Passion City Church, Cumberland. Yeah! A little shout out to Bryson and Emily Vogeltans, the amazing team there. It's beautiful to see. And then think about this clip happened on this stage 12 months ago. So let's believe together, pray together, lean in together in faith for what God is about to do as we open Passion City Church, D.C. We talked about the beyond last year, but we didn't have a city. Today, we're standing in the beyond, right here and right now. It's so beautiful. But Passion City Church DC was just words, but we spoke it out. We believe we should be in the influential cities of America and the world. We have a couple who's ready to move out into the unknown and uncharted waters. We have now a city called the District of Columbia, and we're moving to the nation's capital, and we stood right here and we said that, and that's all we had was a heart and a commitment and the word of God and the vision of God. But today we're standing in the reality of what was spoken on that day. The Howard Theater is packed filled with people today. There are over 200 door holders carrying the vision of the room of our house and Passion City Church DC today. Ben and Donna doing amazing things. And for every headline I read today that says hate is coming to the Capitol today, I say, well, I'm a part of something else. I'm a part of the story of Jesus coming to the Capitol today. I'm a part of a story of the goodness of God coming to the nation's capital today. We stand for justice for all people today. And we are on the ground, people. And what we give today is just helping the gospel go forward, which says we're all created equal under one God. So let us all, no matter the color of our skin, our ethnic background, let us all kneel before Almighty God and find grace and mercy in our time of need. Ben wanted me to announce, because he can't and I can, that they're going so good 4 months in at Passion City Church DC that come this fall after our Sabbath break, Passion DC at the Howard Theater is going to two gatherings, doubling their efforts in just 4 months' time. We love you guys. Amazing. And then just two last things. We've been talking about reaching 1% of our city. I'd like to clarify, not the 1%, but reaching 1% of our city. You're like, well, man, that doesn't sound like a very big goal. Well, it's a starting point. It's about 65,000 people on a weekend would be at Passion City Church. We'd like every church in our city to have a mindset like that, and so many do. Every church in our city needs to triple in size. And 1,000 new churches need to be planted in Atlanta, Georgia in the next 5 years. There are millions of people in our city and in DC without a home, without a savior, without a family, without a hope, without what we celebrated today in Trevor's life and in Daniel's life and in Harrison's life and in Jacob's life. And so we're going to stretch our tent curtain as wide as we can. That means we're not going to wait, and every decade we'll have a new location. We don't know how much time we have, and we know people don't have much time. And so we're going to open on every corner we can within reason. But we believe it takes time. It's going to take a few months and years to get things up and running. So we're announcing today that we're opening a third location in the city of Atlanta in 2019. There's going to be a gathering of the third Passion City Church Atlanta location in 2019. We've been talking about, yeah. The good news is some of you are going to be a part of it. As many as you as give today are going to be a part of it, but some of you are actually going to go to church there and invite your neighbors there, and they're not going to say, there's no way I'm going to Lindbergh, wherever that is. There's no way I'm going to Cumberland, wherever that is. There's no way I'm going to the Howard Theater, wherever that is. Oh, but I'll go there. And your coworker, your neighbor, your family member is going to walk through the door of Passion City Church. Their eyes are going to be open. They are going to put their faith in Jesus. And they may be in the Above and Beyond video next year or the year after that. It's going to be such a thrill for us. We've been looking at an area that spans the east side of the city. We kind of got, you know, the heart and the northwest thing going. But we didn't want people on the east side, whether that's Chamblee or coming around down to Grant Park, to be left out of the equation. Okay. So that's why we're going to Douglasville. No, just kidding. Just kidding. So you can see the map here, and we've identified in that eastern area where we're going to East Atlanta for our third Passion City Church Atlanta location. So Conyers, this is good news for you. As close as we're getting, but it's closer. Covington, you're in our hearts. Augusta, it's a little bit simpler. You just take the I-20 corridor, boom, you're going to be there. It's going to be awesome and amazing, but you know what's powerful about that dot, don't you? It straddles something. What? I-20. I believe that's a symbol for the city. It says we are Passion City Church. And I love it. All the cool kids live in East Atlanta. And I don't know how we're going to inject that passion fervor in them, but we are. It's going to be so exciting and so thrilling. And we're going to be a part of that. Even today. So when's going to open? That's going to be the question we'll get as soon as this gathering ends. Not sure. Who's going to lead it? Not sure. Where are they going to meet? Not sure. We're just speaking out because we know God is calling us into East Atlanta, that we're going to have a third location in East Atlanta, and we're going to open our doors in 2019, and we're going to stretch the tent wider. And then lastly, just seeing the reality in the video of the Jesus' life wall is stunning. And you'll see behind me just some of the images. I'm so glad someone caught, just with an iPhone, the image of a friend lifting a friend in that moment. No professional photographer. We weren't thinking of videos coming in a while. Let's get good footage. It's just someone had a phone out as Harrison carried his new friend up that ladder. But these are the stories that are in the Jesus' life wall. And as God would have it, we're going to put the last bulb in the Jesus' life wall today on Above and Beyond Sunday. We started with over 2,000 lives that we were praying for. People carried bulbs home, put them in the cup holder of their car, on their desk at work. And they said, I'm praying for my friend. I'm praying for my brother. I'm praying for my sister. I'm praying for my coworker. I'm praying for the girl in my workout group. I'm praying for my neighbor. And today, by the grace of God, there are only 15 sockets left in the Jesus' life wall right now. And that's news, because 12 people put a bulb in already today on Above and Beyond Sunday. So the beautiful thing is, when we come to Above and Beyond 2019, there's going to be a new version. Jesus' Life Wall 2.0 is going to be in this building. It's going to have bulbs in it, and it's going to be proclaiming new stories of death to life. Some kind of temporary version of that's going to be in D.C. Some sort of mobile version of that's going to be at Cumberland, because we'll still most likely be in North Atlanta High School by Above and Beyond next summer. But in this building, there will be something on the wall or on the ceiling or on the floor or somewhere here. And there will be lives that have been changed because of the power of the gospel. Just like someone's life is going to change right now. And I believe right now, someone is going to go from death to life by putting your faith in Jesus. And Above and Beyond for you, this is what's powerful, isn't about giving something. You're not going to look back on this day and say, it was Above and Beyond Sunday and this is what we gave. You're going to look back for the rest of your life and eternity and say, it was Above and Beyond Sunday, and you won't believe what I received on Above and Beyond Sunday. I received the love of God. I received the forgiveness in the death of Jesus Christ. I received the life that comes in knowing that He was raised from the dead, and I received a future and a hope and a brand new life with Jesus Christ. And if you're quick, you're going to get in that Jesus' life wall. Not so that it gets finished before the five. It will get finished before the day is done. But you'll have that opportunity to say, that was the day I put my faith in Christ. And see that bulb right there? It was one of the last 15 bulbs that went in the wall. But thank God the gospel reached me. You may not have been the first bulb, but God has made a place for you. And Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. So if I go away, I will prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I will return and come and get you and take you to that place, so that where I am, you may be also. For you know the place that I'm going, Jesus said. And he did just that. Went to a cross, into a tomb, down into the depths of the earth, but up on the third day by the power of God, back into heaven to make a place for you, so that on that day when he returns or calls you home, you will have a bed that is already turned down. You will have a place that is already prepared in paradise with God Almighty forevermore. In that power today of life and death, it's in your mouth right now to say, Jesus, I need you. I confess my sin. I want to be saved. I want to be forgiven. I want to be alive. Or to say, thank you, but I'm good. That power, it's in your mouth right now.
If you are encouraged by today's talk and believe it would be uplifting to others, then be sure to rate us and hit subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you stream your podcasts. To experience other talks, videos, and live gatherings, visit us online at PassionCityChurch.com or download the Passion Movement app. And again, thanks for listening to the Passion City Church podcast.